I'd like to call the November 18th meeting of the Chief of CDC Board of Directors to order. Welcome, everyone. First item of business is approving the minutes from our September 16th meeting. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
This is Mike Angelini, so moved.
Thank you, Mike. Second?
This is Mark, I second.
Thank you, Mark. We have a second. Are there any corrections or edits to the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, say aye.
Peter, sorry, you need to take a roll call.
Okay, a roll call. Let's start with board members. Peter Lisi's on the call. When I call your name, if you could please signify your presence. Mike Angelini.
Present.
Lawrence Davis. Lawrence. Kimberly Kenderson. Barbara Lindsay.
Present.
Stella Lopez.
Here.
Daryl Hill. Daryl. Susan Martin.
I'm here.
Alan Matamana. Alan. Mark Boholek.
I'm here.
Any other board members that I missed? Barbara Lindsay, did I call you?
Daryl's here.
You called me.
All right, and Daryl's here, thank you. Chief of Staff, Jeanette Weldon.
Here.
Denise Aguilera.
Here.
Denise. Bob Jandro. Michael Morris.
Present.
Dan Karowski.
Here.
Deb Galley.
Here.
Kara Stewart.
Here.
Cynthia Peoples. Cynthia.
Here.
Thank you. Betty Sugarman Weintraub.
Here.
Krista Johnson. Eileen McDonald. Joanne Mackowitz.
I'm here.
Thank you. Dan Junji.
Present.
Thank you. Josh Herlock. Did I miss any chief staff? All right, thank you. Do we have any advisors, consultants on the call?
Yes, Ann Zucker's here.
Thank you, Ann. Anyone else?
Hi, Peter. This is Lawrence. I don't know if I was called.
Okay, Lawrence. Thank you. All right. I think that completes the roll call. Thank you for that reminder, Denise. I'll get this down one of these years. So we do have a motion to accept the minutes from September 16th. That's been seconded. Are there any corrections or edits? All right. All those in favor accepting the minutes as proposed, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Thank you. Minutes are accepted. Next item is the advisory board report. Jeanette, is it you or Michael or Dan going to lead that?
Yes, Dan will be
here. Dan, okay.
Thank you. Staff held an advisory board meeting on November 5th. The meeting was well attended by the members of the advisory board. The purpose of the meeting was to present an overview of the new market tax credits awards, what staff was planning to do to improve our chances in future rounds, our planned activities for fiscal year 2021, and the Connecticut new market tax credit program proposal. Some of the feedback we received is advisory members were appreciative of our efforts to bring this critical resource to Connecticut nonprofits and related to the Connecticut New Market Tax Credit Program, and they look forward to hearing more on our efforts. We did receive some feedback after the meeting from one member, and really they really appreciate our efforts, and hopefully we can make this successful for Connecticut's nonprofits. In your package, there was the advisory board report. There's an update that needs to be made to the meeting minutes that were attached to that report. Ed Bonilla from the Middlesex United Way was not identified as being absent from the meeting. Ed is no longer with Middlesex United Way, and we'll be seeking to remove him from the board and replace him with Christina Heckart. So staff is asking the board to accept the advisory board report with a change to the meeting minutes to include Ed Bonilla as being absent from the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation on the report?
So move, Estela.
Thank you, Estela. Would someone like to second it?
I'll second it. It's Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara. Are there any questions for Dan? Questions? Comments? All right. All those in favor of accepting the advisory committee report as presented or with the change that Dan mentioned, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next item of business is the board schedule for 2021. This is an action item. The dates are in your board packet. Would someone like to move acceptance of the proposed meeting dates? There they are on your screen.
Sue Martin, I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Sue. Is there a second on that? Is there a second?
This is Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence. Any questions or comments on the proposed meeting dates? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Is there
anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Meeting schedule is adopted. Thank you. And I believe our last order of business, the Chief of CDC update. Dan, are you going to talk to us about that?
Yeah, I'll do that quickly. As required by the Chief of CDC ethics policy, its board members must receive ethics training at least once a year. Such training may take place at the Chief of Board meeting. At today's Chief of Board meeting, the ethics training was conducted by the Office of State Ethics. This training satisfied the ethics training requirement for the Chief of CDC ethics policy. And again, at the Chief of Board meeting, staff presented the legislative agenda for the upcoming session. The agenda includes a proposal to create the new Connecticut New Market Tax Credit Program, which would be administered by Chief of CDC. To support its legislative outreach, staff will be seeking to form a coalition, which will be initially made up of our advisory board, form it with our advisory board members and asking them to consider joining it. By forming a coalition of support, we'll be able to demonstrate to legislatures the support of this program from representative of Connecticut's low-income communities across the state.
All right.
And then finally, in your meeting handouts is an advisory board appointment letter for Christina Heckart in her bio. As stated before, Ed Bonilla is no longer employed at Middlesex United Way. We are seeking his removal from the advisory board and the appointment of Christina Heckart. The board doesn't need to vote on this. The board chair has the authority to appoint a member to the advisory board.
Okay. So we don't need to vote on it as board chair. Do I need to do anything to make that appointment effective, Dan?
I just need your signature on that appointment letter, Peter.
Okay. Can I do that digitally, by the way?
Me? I believe so.
Okay. All right, well, if you send it to me, if it's DocuSign or something, I'm happy to do it. So.
Okay,
all right.
I can send that to you.
Dan, anything else?
Nope, that's it for the chief update, or chief of CDC update.
Any other business, item of business anyone would like to bring forward? All right, well, hearing none, now I really will wish everyone happy holiday season. We will see you hopefully in person in 2021 at some point. And is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. We are.
Happy holidays, everyone. Stay safe.
Happy holidays.